Whoa. Before we start the show, I want to remind you, the tour ain't over yet, gang.
Nope.
The Keep It Moving tour is going all the way through the year. You got a few more chances to see us. Come check us out.
Yeah, December 14th, 15th, and 16th, we're going to be in the Funny Bone in Hartford, Connecticut, and then the Funny Bone in Albany, New York, and then even further north, the Funny Bone in Syracuse,
Woo!
New York. Get your tickets. Last shows of the year. It's going to be a good one, do it.
And the tickies are moving, too, so get on it.
Welcome to another exciting edition of Are You Garbage? The show where you find out if your favorite comedians are classy individuals or absolute trash. Now, here are your hosts, Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, everybody out there, and welcome back to everybody's favorite new podcast. This is Are You Garbage?
Sure is.
Little show we sit down with your favorite comedians to find out if they grew up to be classy or if they're just a big old piece of trash. I'm your host, H. Foley, coming at you on a beautiful day. We're down here in Aunt Tootie's basement.
Mm-hmm.
The basement is completely flooded.
Is it?
From the rain. Yes, okay. It is.
Sure.
It's completely flooded down here.
For insurance schmurpishes.
And we'll be making a claim to her insurance carrier.
Sure.
Right?
So if you see an adjuster poking around, play fucking ball.
Yeah, dump some water on your shoes or something like that.
Yeah, go stand in a bathtub. Make it look like there's water downstairs.
Very tragic down here.
Yeah.
A lot of...
roll up your pants. You know, play pain, along. Take the shoes off.
A lot of pain and suffering. Ah, my neck. God damn it. My co-host is coming at you from right next to me. The CEO of RU Garbage. International businessman. World-renowned pop star.
Okay.
Huge in South Korea.
I'll take that.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Doing... You're featuring on Billie Eilish's new album, or you're involved in the Taylor Swift tapes, whatever it's called?
Sure.
KJ! Kevin James Ryan.
Hey, what's up, gang? Happy to be here. As always, please make sure you rate, review, subscribe on iTunes, even though that don't fucking matter anymore. Full video available on YouTube, and as you know, those numbers are...
True to roof.
True to fucking roof.
Subscribe. Hit the button.
And I would like to take a minute, just sit right there, tell you how I became the friends of patreon.com/areyougarbage. Check it out, folks. You get bonus content every week. Listen, let's break it down real quick. $5 level, you get a bonus AYG. $10 level, you get a bonus AYG and a Hard Feelings. $20 level, you get all that plus a monthly live stream that we do with the gang. That's a real fucking hoot.
Talk about personal service.
And then we got a bunch of shit on there. We got the Cribs videos of my childhood house, your childhood
Wildwood
house,
video.
Wildwood video. We got some live show clips up there. We got fucking whole nines on there.
And when we
the
get
limo
to,
ride.
And when we get to 2,800 Patreons.
Taking the boys down there to Disney World.
That's right.
Maybe do a gig down there in Florida. Chase some alligators.
Do a gig down there in Florida. Pick up a one-nighter, some covers.
Wet the beaks, baby. You know what I mean? You got to fucking cover travel.
Kippy's DJing in Miami.
DJ KJ.
And how about a nice quick shout-out to our producer extraordinaire, the magic man, makes us all look good. We love him. You love him. Give it up for T-Bone McMuffin. Toby McMullen.
What's up, dudes?
What up, bro?
I have a confession to make about the Walt Disney trip.
Oh, boy.
I said I had never been. Turns out I have been. As like a five-year-old, apparently I got lost, spent the whole time crying. I don't remember shit.
Another family found you and took you?
Jesus.
they raised you?
His last name's Santinelli.
Yeah. Oh, man.
That
buttons.
Big old dong of his. I knew you were dying. Good kid dying.
T-Bone stinks, dude.
You blocked that out? What kind of a loser? Talk about weak childhood trauma. You blocked that out?
I mean, we can't all get hit by buses and stuff. I don't know what to tell you, man.
That's crazy. Five, you know what's going on. Five, you got a checking account.
I was cranking Bernie's at five. What are we doing here?
You got lost in Disney World. What a loser.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's a tough look. Somebody got to you down there.
Apparently, there's a photo of me crying on the teacups.
Man.
That was from spring break, but still. Kid was a late bloomer. What do you want?
He had a hookah necklace on or whatever the fuck those
hookah,
things are.
Hookah necklace. Man, you're out to lunch.
Those things stink. I hated those things from jump.
Yeah.
But I wanted to say real quick.
What'd you want to say there, big man?
I think it's, I mentioned Taylor Swift. How badass is that bird?
I don't know a whole bunch, but she's from like my hometown area.
She's fucking redoing all of her albums because some bozo has her masters.
Yeah.
So she's fucking redoing them. Mm-hmm. That's a fucking
who I think
baller
our,
move.
One of our friends is in bed with, so let's not call him a bozo publicly. We got some pretty powerful friends nowadays.
You got to keep our mouth shut who we're talking shit about now.
At
the local bar, it's okay.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when the cameras aren't running, I'll trash anybody. I'll trash you. I'll trash my fucking mother, dumb broad.
Well, it's pretty cool. She's pretty tough that she's
doing I like that shit. She was like, fuck you. I'm kind of just doing this.
Yeah.
And can we just start a nice round of applause real quick? The shirt has come back, ladies and gentlemen. The palm tree shirt. Look at that. Would you have to run to the car wash?
I wore this shirt specifically today for one reason.
It was the only thing clean.
Two reasons.
Only thing without barbecue sauce on it.
Three reasons.
The craziest part of that shirt is those trees start out as bushes.
There's a couple dying on the back. They cleared it out for new development.
Put in a golf course on my... on my midriff.
Is it midrib or midrift?
Are we talking? What are we talking about? Fast and the Furious? It's fucking.
You're midriff.
Isn't it midrift?
I don't know.
I think it is. I remember in school. Oh man, we had a real creepy assistant principal who would always be like yelling at the girls for what they were wearing. Looking back. You're like, this was... He always had a huge bottle of Jergens in his office, too. And we used to make fun of him. He used to fucking, you know.
You're wrong twice.
What is it?
It's not either. It's mid-riff.
Mid-riff?
Yeah, like, I fuck up the show when you guys are mid-riff.
We should call it a T-bone shirt. Hey, your T-bone's showing.
Your T-bone's connected to your... Anywho, I wore this shirt for one reason and one reason only.
Was ist das?
This is the last time I'll be wearing this shirt. Officially, last time. You heard it here.
We want to put a couple of side bets on this? T-Bone, can I come up in the cans a little bit?
Well, here's why.
Yeah.
I'm going to give it away.
Wow.
If anybody wants it, I will get it dry cleaned and I will mail it to you.
Okay. Why? What's
the... Curly old lady. Couple of photographs.
So if anybody,
no, I'm kidding.
If anybody has a wave runner, they need a winterize. Hit up the big man. He's got you covered.
If you got an old car sitting in the driveway, worried about hail damage this winter. If anybody wants it, reach out and I'll send it to you.
Okay.
How about that?
That's great.
That way, because I know... The only way that I won't wear this shirt
is if someone else has it.
If somebody gets it.
You have some weird emotional connection to that shirt.
It's
insane.
I've pulled this out of the trash four times because my girlfriend has thrown it out.
Yeah, what does that poor woman think? That's crazy. Okay, you're not having fun with this? Oh, man.
You son of a bitch!
I just struck a chord with the big man. Dude, you sealed up like a clam. Yikes.
This is actually great for us because now we're number one in customer service and grossest giveaways.
giveaways.
He's got a pair of stained undies, too, if you want them.
I got a sock with a toe missing. Yeah. Sockless gloves.
Holy
anyway,
hell, that's good.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give it away.
Mm-hmm.
I'll pay the postage. I'll pay everything. Get a dry clean. I'll send it to you. You can do whatever. You can burn it. Fucking make, pillowcases
so
out
wait,
of it.
How is it? What is it? If you what's the giveaway?
I'm giving you my shirt.
Yeah, but what if more than, what if three
hit
people.
Hit me up! Yeah, that's it.
But what if three people say they want it? You got to do some sort of raffle
a
type
bidding
thing.
War? I don't want money.
I just need 2 first class tickets to France, please.
Second class is fine. We'll get into that in a second. Uncle Hank threw a fucking Hail Mary. I don't know. What do you think?
I never thought about it. To be honest, it's the most disgusting thing I've ever heard in my life. I mean, the amount of skin cells that are on that thing.
I'm getting it dry clean. I'll get it Martinized.
Martinized.
Whatever that is. It's like double.
It's Martinelli's, and it's fucking apple juice, you bozo.
Shout out
just
to
you
him.
Dunking it in apple juice. I got it Mott's. Were you a Mott's family growing up?
I mean, I don't think the demand will be that high. So let's see if anybody actually hits me up.
I don't know. That shirt is very divisive in the comments. It's
people,
either people like, there it is, or people genuinely being like, I don't know what the fuck is going on. This thing's here again.
Why? If it was a black T-shirt, nobody would even know the difference.
I know, but it's not.
Right. So what's? I mean, I wear this T-shirt as much as anybody else wears their favorite T-shirt.
That is proper insane.
How is that insane?
Foley, you wear that. You wear that more than anything I've ever seen anybody wear anything ever.
I can prove you wrong right here. What is mine and Kippy's favorite T-shirts?
Yes.
Yours is the fucking Degenerator T-shirt, whatever that is.
Does he have it on right now?
Eradicator. No, he's wearing one of his other bozo T-shirts. Pup. He's wearing a pup T-shirt. And I don't know how many of those you got.
I got about 12 of them.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, you can afford 12 T-shirts. Start calling you Bezos.
Yeah.
I'll give it away.
Great.
See what happens.
Okay.
Now, to finance.
I'm thinking of a number, 1 to 10. I'm thinking of a Venmo, 1 to 50. Who wants it?
Now to some financial news.
Sure.
I'm all jammed up.
I know, because you stink.
I stink. So I wanted to let you know.
If you ask me for money, I'm going to I'm going to dropkick
it. I'm not going to ask you for money. I just asked Navy Federal for money.
You went out for a loan?
Went out for a loan.
Dude.
Fucking business suit on, briefcase. Had my nephew fucking pretend like he was my chauffeur. Like, in Catch Me If You Can.
Oh, my God.
The Admiral of Navy Federal is going to open the door for your uncle.
The Admiral of Navy.
Nah, I just called him up.
And what'd they say? Who are you? Are you the guy that owes us 20 G's?
Currently under review.
That's never good.
It's never good. I can check right now to see.
What do you need money for?
I just want to have a little bit of a cushion to make sure everything's kosher. Nothing yet. God. Word's still out. They're probably at lunch.
Probably out there on the high seas. Yarr! The fat man needs a loan.
I feel like you're like, I came up with the best move. I got the best move for the trip to France. I applied for political asylum.
Yeah. I'm a refugee! So this is a Marriott hotel. What? But yes, if I did run out on a check in a French cafe, I would head straight to the embassy. Good luck trying to get that fucking get those euros
those
out
embassies
of me
don't,
with a couple of fucking Marines standing.
Those
in front
embassies
of me.
Don't let you run up on them. They send a couple of warning shots at the ground to slow you up. You can't just waltz into one.
I'm an American citizen.
Yeah.
What?
They'll look at the size. You'd be like, all right, he's one of us. Let him in. God damn, is that the Hawaiian print T-shirt?
Foley. How you feeling, boys? Cup of coffee? Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
If you don't think that's not in the back of my mind, I already got the route from fucking the hotel to the embassy over there.
Case
shit pops off.
Okay. Good. I'm glad.
Ready to make a fucking move.
Okay. All right.
Right.
Easy, big man. I believe you.
What are you saying?
You're going to get stuck in a cab or something. Something's going to happen.
Stuck in a cab?
Physically stuck. Ooh. That's what
I'm saying.
There
are little tiny cars over there. I'll just push it off.
You'll be in the back. Stuck.
They have those little Euro cabs over there?
Yeah, I mean, that's a cop, but yeah.
They got them, too.
You should born supremacy every time you walk into a restaurant, look at your girlfriend, be like, I don't know who I am, but I know there's 15 croissants over there, and I'm going to be the first guy to eat them.
Beating the shit out of a waiter with a phone book.
Listen, I don't know who I am or who you are, but I need $5,000. Go. You stink. I can't wait to hear this story.
My girl gets kidnapped over there. I don't know who you are, what you want, but I don't have any money. And you can keep her.
I never really liked her to begin with.
If you could ask her what the Netflix password is, that would be big for me.
Talk about a win-win, huh, boys? We could work together on this, you know? I can give you all our do's and don'ts.
She loves it when you come home late, okay? Oh, that's good. That's some good stuff.
It's good stuff. It's fun stuff.
We're having a good time. over here.
Yeah.
On a used tube. All right, what do you say we get into some questions?
I would like to answer some questions from the Patreon.
Being that it is a family
episode. It's a family episode.
It's a family.
When you're
here,
us.
You're family.
When you're here.
We got to co-opt that somehow, right? When you're here, you're family.
Who does that? Don't tell me. When you're here, you're family. Is that Wendy's? Don't tell me.
For you, it is.
When you're here, your family. Olive Garden.
There you go.
Yeah.
I haven't been to an Olive Garden in a long time.
Let's go.
My aunt used to take, when I was in college, she used to take me out to an Olive Garden like once every couple of months. She'd be like, let's do dinner. I'm like, all right. I felt like that was like a, when at one point in my life, that was a nice restaurant. We were like, I was like, damn, Olive Garden.
Here's
real
the thing.
Nice.
Here's the thing with those corporate establishments. Sure, they take a lot of heat.
They know their way around their dishes.
As
for
we,
sure.
I've said this in the past. Okay, the training that a server, bartender, front of house, back of house staff receives in those places,
top notch,
is top notch. It's industry standard. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Sure.
Steps of service, this, that, and the other thing. Now that all goes to shit the first week in. You know what I mean? When you find the perk guy at work, you know what I mean? You start banging some bartender,
uh-huh.
You're going out with the squad. Sure, everyone's fucking slacking on their side work. But when you go through like a week of training, they know what they're doing.
Sure.
And I'll further say this.
What will you say?
All right. A lot of those things are regional. Are they in the city? Are they in the suburbs? But do you find an Olive Garden in a nice suburb with good kids working there? That's a fucking top shelf meal, right?
Dude, I'm telling you, one of the best meals I had was that Fridays out in like Altoona, Pennsylvania, wherever we were.
Jack Daniel's burger, goddamn.
I don't know if the chef was just like in the fucking zone that day or whatever, but he was cooking up.
good batch of meth came through
town.
Yeah,
he was fucking, he was swinging for the fences.
Wasn't too rusty.
That was his championship game, dude.
Chef is outrageous.
His first name, Chef.
Dude. The crispy, I can still visualize the crispiness on that fucking appetizer sampler we split.
Yo,
those mozzarella sticks.
They should be catering weddings with those things. Those appetizer samplers at Fridays.
Yeah.
Ain't nothing to shake a fucking mozzarella stick at.
All right, guys, so this is a family episode. As you know, when you join the Patreon, we will answer your garbage question on the air. We get a shit ton of requests, DMs, emails, the whole nine yards. This is just the best way to do it. Patreon gets the first crack at her. This one's kind of in the same vein. This is from Tim. Hey, guys, first time, long time. I love that. They're co-opting that. First time, long time. Is this garbage when you tell somebody you went to a bar, like a local bar, I guess, whatever, and they ask who was working tonight? Like, if you're like a real... When I was like a local at... the Richboro Pub was like the local fucking watering hole. Bunch of degenerates in that place.
Now, when were you going there? When were you living at home for an extended period of time?
I had a townhouse. Me and my buddy rented a townhouse in Bucks County.
When I first met you.
No, I met you probably a little bit before that. But I met you in college. When I was in college, and when I graduated college, I moved back to Bucks County, and me and my buddy got a townhouse.
Had you started doing comedy yet?
I had done it a little bit in college,
uh-huh.
And then I bombed that one time. When you really remember, we've talked about it. You were like, hey, listen.
I just want to hear you say it again.
He goes, I need you. You got to go up there. You got to close out strong. And I went up, bomb. And I saw the disappointment in your face from just went, fuck. Like we were at the Apollo or something. Meanwhile, there was seven guys on fucking Quaaludes in the front row.
They were industry, though.
I told you, he gave me that same speech at the Raven.
Yeah, Johnny Hollywood.
Oh, I'm sorry. I want people to do good. Sorry, I'm a positive influence around my peers.
Oh, is that what you think you are walking around here?
I think I'm a couple of
different things. Cursing everybody?
I believe the direct quote was, look, kid, this guy stinks. I'm going to need a home run.
And you struck out. So mid-riff, he struck out, by the way.
Oh, man. Gang, this podcast is brought to you by BetterHelp.
Mm-hmm.
If you have something that is standing in your way of your happiness, I'm in therapy. Kippy's dabbled in therapy.
Yes. It's very, game changer.
Very important. Mental health is very important. And BetterHelp makes it easy. They make it safe. There's no embarrassment. You can get a certified counselor from the privacy of your own home, and we highly recommend it.
Yeah, it's not a crisis line. It's not a self-help line. It's professional therapy done securely and safely online. Broad range of expertise available. If something might not be locally available to you, if you live in a small town, certain area might not be available.
Can I say this real quick?
You can say it, pal.
It was very difficult to find a therapist. We're in New York.
New York City.
Very difficult to find a therapist that... you know, was trained in what I needed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
I can't imagine what it's like, you know, around the rest of the country.
Yeah.
So BetterHelp, if they can offer that is unbelievable.
Yeah, you can log into your account anytime, send a message to your therapist. You'll get a timely and thoughtful response. Plus, you can schedule weekly video or phone sessions. So you won't ever have to sit in an uncomfortable waiting room as you do with traditional therapy, which is always a headache. Special offer for Are You Garbage listeners. You get 10% off your first month at betterhelp.com/garbage.
Nice.
That's BetterHelp, BetterHelp.com/garbage. You'll get 10% off your first month. Do it.
Yeah.
Gang, let's talk about Skylight.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know what it is?
Nope.
Know what it is.
What is it?
Absolutely fantastic. It's a frame that you can upload pictures to online, and it does a nice little, what's it called? A montage.
Montage.
Very nice. We got it for my cousins. It was their anniversary. A lot of people couldn't be there. It was during COVID.
Sure.
Couldn't be there. Everybody uploaded their favorite memories, and they got to sit there and watch it. It's actually a fantastic gift.
Yeah, Skylight Frames is a perfect gift, and then it's the holiday season. Get your mom, your brother, your sister.
Oh, they eat it
you
up.
Get the nieces, the nephews. They love it.
They don't even need us to be doing this. There'll be skylights at every Christmas party, every holiday party this year, I guarantee.
Yeah, it's a photo frame you can update instantly by email from anywhere.
There you go.
It's great to feel close with those that you love, even when you're separated due to these crazy times that we're in. Skylight Frames has a gorgeous 10-inch touchscreen. You can swipe through the photos, even tap the person you like who sent the photo. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. If you don't love your Skylight, they'll offer you a full refund.
Look at that.
You can preload it with your favorite photos and make it a personalized gift for somebody. They sent us one. I got it set up in the living room. It's fantastic. Special offer for Are You Garbage listeners. You get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame when you go to skylightframe.com and enter code GARBAGE. That's right. You get $10 off your purchase of a Skylight Frame. Just go to skylightframe.com, enter code GARBAGE. That's Skylight, SKYLIGHTFRAME.com. Promo code GARBAGE. Do it.
Skylight! So you were living it.
I was living in Holland, Pennsylvania.
You were living like a normal life for a minute.
I was working for my family's company.
Uh-huh.
Living in a townhouse with a buddy. Right out of college.
Townhouse. Could you make fun of me for that? I grew up in Townline. That I grew up in a townhouse.
I also, growing up, my dad had townhouses as well.
We're talking like the round, like the encircled ones, the clubhouse, the pool, all that kind of shit.
This didn't have.
This wasn't one of those. Like, you ever come by like a little townhouse strip where it's just like a few in a row?
No, this was a proper development.
Because those things are like, man, how do you end up there?
It's on like a boulevard or something.
Yeah, brutal. Yeah,
yeah. No, this was a proper thing. But there was like a clubhouse and a pool and whatever on the way. It was big, but on the way other side, we never fucked with it.
Sure.
But we would go to the local bars all the time, right? Depending on who was working. Yo, Timmy's working. And it was always, you always fell in love with one of those fucking beer slinging tugboats. Man. They knew, we've talked about this before, but they knew.
Something about a hot chick in an umpire's uniform.
Yeah.
And behind the bar.
And they used to like cut the cleavage down into like, they would like cut the neck of the shirt down to show the cleavage.
Kill you.
Digging
just
in the back.
Strong, confident, tough. No shot at
all. And there would be like fucking 25, on like a Wednesday night, like 25 mouth breathers being like, hey, Tiffany. And she would string them all along.
A little bit.
Yeah. Not string them along, but be nice to them.
Yeah. And that's your job.
Of course, customer service.
But fucking bozos, they think, I got a shot with her.
So many of my, I was never that guy to be like, I think I have a shot. So many of my friends were like, I'm just going to, because I'd be like, we'd be all like, yo, we're getting the fuck out of here, going to get something.
You
to
make
eat.
That move.
He'd
you,
be like,
you,
my,
you
one
ruin
buddy,
everything.
My one buddy would be like, I'm going to hang out here, see what goes on. And we'd be like, dude, what are you doing? No way is it happening. Mm. No way.
No. Just watched you fucking knock down fucking 15 beers. How many chicken fingers?
Couple of Jaeger bombs.
Suck at darts.
Yeah, be a
and
bad.
Freak out over a Monday night football game.
Be a bad tipper.
Yeah, no shit. That's a tough look.
Have a breathalyzer in your car. Meanwhile, she's sober the whole time.
It's a tough gig for those ladies, mm-hmm. man. Dealing with fucking.
Yeah.
Beat it. However, that being said, a great local bartender is fucking.
Fantastic.
Fantastic.
I always watched from the. I would never really believed I had a shot. I was also a fat tub of shit for most of this time, you know what I mean? So it wasn't like I was, I didn't think, like, there was way
more. At least you knew yourself.
Yeah, there was way more attractive guys. I knew I wasn't going to bring her home with that $1.50 tip on a Bud Light, you know what I mean?
Hey, Tiff, what are you doing after? I'm going home with lard ass at the end of the bar.
You see that balding tub of shit down there?
Hey, what was that Polish general jacket you had?
That was a nice jacket.
Oh, man. He used to have this jacket, dude. It looked like fucking, it looked like Polish Special Forces.
Dude, you look like a welder right now. What are you talking about?
Fair enough.
That looks like a flak jacket.
I thought we were talking about you. What the hell? I'm getting bamboozled over here. Anyway, real
bozo. That
was
a Banana Republic jacket. Very nice. Very nice. Probably more expensive than anything you own.
Yeah, I wore it for 5 years after it wouldn't fit you.
Yeah, I wore it, then he took it, then you gave it to Dave Temple, who I just saw wearing it like 2 weeks ago.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, and he was like, I'm officially retiring this day. This is the last time I'm wearing
it. You can win that too.
Giving the store away, literally, figuratively. If you can beat our prices, we'll give the studio away. Yeah, that's a tough look.
You know what's gone away?
I still have buddies. My buddy, Pat, he's got some places where he's like, oh, remember we went out after? He's like, Tim, he's working.
He's an established gentleman, though.
No, I mean, he's not.
He's doing well. Sure. He's enjoying himself.
He's also in a dart league.
Pretty cool.
You
know what's gone away? I've noticed in New York City, it used to be so much more prevalent. That made you love bartenders. The buyback. Is that a universal term, the buyback?
I don't know. I think so.
There's only one place that I know that we hang that does it, like the way they used to do it old school New York.
Where?
I won't say the name of it on air, but man, everybody else is going to get fucking free drinks. Wait, nuts?
No, it's not everybody. What place? I don't know what you're talking about.
The place that we usually go to.
This is what I'm confused by. Oh, we don't normally go anywhere.
Bozo. Yeah, we do. Where the comics usually go.
Where I go.
All right, fine. Where you go.
Yeah, dude, you've been there like 3 times in the past 10 years.
What's a buyback?
A buyback is when, like, you know, you're having a few rounds. You're sitting there, got some cash on the table. You're tipping pretty heavy. Then all of a sudden, the bartender comes over and he'll put a shot glass in front of you. Next one's on me.
Yeah. It's like if you're buying, or like what they'll do is like when you go to close out, they'll be like, hey, that last one was on us or whatever. That round of shots was on me.
He makes a little bit more money. You feel good. You're coming back
to
the bar.
But you're also just giving him that money. Like you still have to pay for the beer.
Sure.
Like in tip. And then like, you know.
If you're not getting free shots from a bartender, you suck and you're not fun.
Especially at a place where you
hang
frequently.
Of course.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't know if they still did it. You know what I mean? You don't really see a
customer,
lot of
yeah, probably not doing it at Applebee's or whatever, but, you know.
Because they watch
when you're drinking good in the neighborhood, they're doing it, all right?
You know what I hate in a bar? When they have the electric pourers, where it, like.
Oh, I don't think I've ever been to one of those.
Have you seen that?
What? Where are you going to go? To the bar in Star Wars? Where the fuck do you see that?
Where they have, like, a little ring they put on top of the bottle, so it's an exact measurement every time,
yeah,
and, like, digitally tracks.
Get the fuck out of here with that.
Fucking kick rock.
Yeah, where are you.
They're super common now. It sucks.
Ugh, get out of here.
Not for me. I don't frequent those places.
Remember for a while we were pushing that serve your own beer? Remember those guys came to us and asked us to do a commercial?
Sure, we're going
to
move on. Yeah, okay.
Why, are we still tight with them?
What are you doing? I just said we're moving on. This fucking narc over here, dude. Fucking get the tapes rolling. And we're back.
I said something I shouldn't.
No, you can leave that in. That's fine. Of course, but yeah, I mean, we're not going to marinate on that.
All right.
This one, this is from Salami Hussein. Have you ever rode a bike while holding a bike alongside you at the same time?
That's cowboy shit right there.
Dude, I'm not going to lie. Though, I genuinely remember the exact place I was the first time I saw it. And I was in the car, and I look at this kid riding this bike, and I literally thought, I'm like, his parents must be gone or something. They're not around. Nobody does that. What happened to the other kid? Where's the bike? Something bad has happened.
Yeah, something bad has happened. Or it was stolen.
That's typically it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you do that? I've never done it.
No.
I don't think.
I'm bad on bikes.
Yeah, I forgot I wasn't talking to Lance Armstrong over here.
I always assume it's a dead giveaway, too, the bike stolen when it's all wrapped up in black tape. when they wrap the entire bike in black tape.
No, all the delivery drivers do that.
Why?
So it doesn't chip the paint on the bike, and you can probably like resell it and stuff.
Huh.
If you ever notice, it's really where it's like it's like foam tape kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like the metal lock doesn't fucking destroy the bike. Because a lot of times, either those bikes are rented or fucking whatever.
Really? I didn't know that. Very nice. You learned something. Look at that. An educational podcast. I like that.
You should know. And you have talked to enough delivery drivers that you should have, yeah.
We talk about other things.
Mm-hmm.
Very trashy.
Yes. This one I never thought of. This is from Chris Scott. Is calling aluminum foil tinfoil garbage?
Well, if it is, I'm trash.
I say tinfoil. I still say
tinfoil.
Tinfoil all the way.
Or I would say Reynolds wrap. No, that's the plastic stuff. But Reynolds is the brand.
Reynolds is the brand.
We're always Reynolds down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. Unless it's like really in a pinch, but like if they're out of it, but it's Reynolds has that fucking.
Wrap it in tinfoil. Yeah. We don't say aluminum foil.
Aluminium?
Yeah. We're not scientists.
That's how the British say it. Aluminium.
What?
Yeah.
Fucking idiots.
I didn't know. My wife said it, and I was like, what? Because she learned it when she was in London.
Say it again?
Aluminium.
Sounds like a fake name from The Simpsons. They would call Moe's Bar with.
Yeah.
That's whack.
Is aluminium there? Do we have an aluminium?
Hey, son of a bitch.
Yeah. Tinfoil.
Tinfoil.
But did it used to be tin?
Isn't it tin now?
No, I would assume it's aluminum.
Oh, yeah. Man, was it tin?
T-Bone, can we get some info on this? Tin versus aluminum?
If it was tinfoil, that must have been sturdy. You wouldn't be able to get
a
your
couple tin knockers wrapping up the fucking
Yeah, you wouldn't
sandwich.
Be able to get your sandwich out of there.
Yeah.
It's got those hot bolts in it.
Hot bolts?
Like they do when they're building buildings. They throw the hot bolts in there.
Rivets, yeah.
Rivets.
It started out as tin, but
that's insane.
That seems so expensive.
Yeah, it's
what was it, $50,000 a roll?
Much more expensive and less durable compared to aluminum foil, but they stopped doing it in the 1910s. But the name tinfoil is still widely used.
Damn. It must have been brutal to use.
So I don't know anybody who's ever used tinfoil, but we still call it tinfoil.
Yeah, tinfoil.
If they stopped in 1910.
Man, that's real trash. That's how you know your family is generational garbage.
Yeah.
This is so gross, too. Tinfoils are actually stiffer than aluminum foil and can leave a bitter taste to food wrapped in it.
Ooh. My blood just went cold, dude. That's no good.
It must have been a tough look back then.
This is in the same...
Anything before the 60s, it must have sucked.
Refrigeration was hairy to say the least.
Dude.
It was dicey. Imagine how warm a refrigerator was in the 1950s.
Dude, no, imagine Foley operating in a world without air conditioning.
Or a hot shower.
You'd be forced to lose weight.
Or the A-team? Fucking lose it. Fuck that, man. No bueno. I would have signed up for World War I.
You would have?
Would have, yeah. Get it over with. Get the hell out of here.
You shoot yourself in the parking lot. All right, soldier fall.
That must have been brutal.
Yeah. This one's in the same. This isn't even a question. This is from JT Hernandez. I used to take sandwiches wrapped in newspaper to school as a kid. That is a tough. That's got to be in the 40s. How old are you?
What are you, a private eye? What the fuck?
Yeah,
that's insane.
You got a fucking article on the white bread when you get there?
You rolled the dice wrapping your books in fucking newspaper like that.
Never newspaper.
Brown paper
bag. Brown paper bag.
You rolled the dice. My
dad could put a seal on a brown paper bag like you wouldn't believe, dude. That thing. That
Oh, water.
Oh, dude, his OCD would really kick in around book wrapping time.
Dude, newspaper. You're getting ink on that.
That's what I'm saying. The funnies are going to be on your roll.
You got Marmaduke on a PB&J.
Fucking silly putty sandwich over here. Get the fuck out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Moms and parents.
Open it up. It's wrapped in a Caldor fucking flyer.
Moms and parents didn't care, didn't know how big those things impacted kids.
Also,
your confidence.
Yeah.
Your standing within the lunchroom.
Sure. I thought about this a lot recently, even in from like when we were kids to things now that like things that my family would never even look at because you're like that, like new technology, like there's even like the Ziplocs or the whatever. You'd like.
The kids go to school now. They got it's.
Well, that's what I'm saying. It's all. things are now so much cheaper and more standard.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, back in the 80s and 90s, like, that shit wasn't... Dude, remember the fucking big gallon or, like, you know, the big Ziploc bags that had the fucking slider on it?
Mm-hmm.
That might as well have been, like, fucking 15 sure. bucks a clip to us. Like,
sure.
That's where we had the rollover Johns. That where now it's like if nobody has that anymore.
Mm-mm.
And I think back then, like, you did have a sandwich wrapped in newspaper, and if somebody was in a bag, you were like, yeah.
A fresh sandwich and those rollovers, though, they were pretty nice.
No, they never fucking closed.
Let me paint you a picture. Two pieces of Mayer's potato bread, slice of American cheese, and a couple slices of salami with a little French's mustard.
Mm-hmm. No.
And it would sit so long that the mustard would kind of soak through the middle of the bread. Oh, fantastic.
It's fucking gross.
How is that gross?
I don't know. You're dreaming about a sandwich you had fucking 35 years ago.
I wasn't dreaming about it. I'm awake.
You made not
I
at all.
I was fantasizing
yeah,
about it.
Whatever. Daydreaming. All right, this one's from Thick. Thick. Is there a door to your house that no one has a key for? And then in parentheses said new homie. Which I like.
Love it.
Yeah, that's a ghoul. Any doors that you can't open?
No, but they always frighten me at people's houses.
What?
Oh, you can't go that way. Can't go that way.
We had one. We just boarded it up. It's actually in the opening of the YouTube video. We're in the garage.
Okay.
If you look behind me when I'm lighting my cig.
Oh, that's in the garage.
Yeah, I just said it's in the garage.
Oh, okay. I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, there was a door there, so they put it in after the fact so you could get in the garage without having to open the garage door. I don't know why, but that was back before there was an opener. So I guess, like, my mom would have trouble. It was, like, that big metal fucking door, you know?
So now when you say they boarded it up, because I got to let you know, that's not a great statement.
No, they removed. Listen, there's open drywall at your parents' house right now. Okay?
Not anymore.
Yeah,
just got redone.
That adjuster finally showed up.
Finally got him to play ball.
That boarded up. They removed the door and whatever, and the outside's finished, but the inside, as you can see in the opening of the YouTube video, is
still
open drywall. Like, it's like plywood and drywall.
But the door's gone.
Yeah, I just said they removed the door.
Okay.
Yeah. But that because for 25 years, no one had the key.
Hmm.
Or third, whatever, however long. It was just fucking, you couldn't get in there.
Yeah, that's.
No one knew who had the key.
That's haunted house shit to me. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
One way in, one way out. Just how I like it.
I remember my one buddy's house, he had an older house, and there was a. You'd go upstairs and it'd be normal bedrooms, but then there was like an old office door that had like the huge window pane in it.
Say that again. I'm sorry. Like inside.
Inside.
No.
That like went to a room.
It was like an exterior door.
Yeah.
Inside.
Yeah.
That's always
that led to steps that went nowhere. Never slept over that kid's house.
Yeah.
I was out of there before the sun went down.
Mm-hmm. We had So growing up on my block, so like where they, in my area, like in Bucks County, that was all farmland in like the 60s, 70s, 80s,
sure.
and into the
Same
90s.
Same thing with Monco.
And they started developing that as people were leaving the city. And so like every neighborhood has the farmhouse in it where the farmer sold the land to develop the land. And
still?
Yeah, most of the deals were like, hey, I'll sell the land, but like I'm keeping my house.
Oh,
it was all
yeah,
like
sure.
the original guy who sold the land.
Yeah.
So a lot of the neighborhoods have the farmhouse in it, like because the deal was like, hey, I'll sell you the land, but I'm keeping this this plot. And the farmhouse is on my block, like on my street. It's like a couple houses down from me.
Is it? I didn't see it.
If they did it, it's like looks nice stuff now, but the family.
What was that farmer's name?
Oh, I don't know.
No?
Yeah, I mean, I have fucking no idea. I was fucking four when they bought the house.
I don't know.
But the family that lived there bought it. Like, somebody bought that house instead of buying one of the new construction houses, bought the farmhouse.
Ooh.
Man, and this family was bonkos, dude.
You and gotta be.
Dude, you would walk into that. They had, like, multiple attics that were, like, you couldn't get to. Because it was a proper farmhouse from, like, the fucking 1800s. Man, and you would walk into the summit. We used to run around, and those doors, it had the metal keys, like the
What?
Like the old jail cell keys to open the doors.
Like Haunted Mansion?
Yes.
Fuck that.
And you would open the door and a chill would just hit your back. You'd be like, oh, fuck. Some fucking spirit was lurking. Heavy bike, dude.
Some farmhand who got murdered in there.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah, it was fucking... And running around that, I remember just seeing
I know that feeling. You feel like the air's on, but it's not.
And it's it smells different. You walk in, you're...
That's a ghost, man.
Yeah, whatever.
Get the fuck out of there.
Uh-huh.
Gang, let's talk about Helix.
Helix?
You know it. Helix Mattress. Been with us since Jump Street.
They're like family, practically.
They're literally like family. Kippy's been going night-night on a Helix for a long time. Absolutely fantastic. You don't want to be walking around a mattress store these days. And half the time, the salesman's throwing jargon at that you don't know. Cut all that stuff out. Go to helix.com. Take the quiz. Find out how you sleep. Let them know. They'll set you up. Whether you sleep light, sleep heavy, sleep hot, sleep cold. And if you're a bigger guy like me, they have plus size mattresses.
Yeah. You don't want to be walking around a mattress store like a bozo.
Bozo.
Like we've said, the good folks at Helix were nice enough to send me and my old lady a mattress. We took the quiz. 2 minutes. Bada bing, bada boom. She took it. Not me. She gets to say. We got the Twilight, but I love it. It's fantastic. My first like nice adult mattress.
It's very nice. I'm very jealous.
If you're in the market for it, get one. A lot of our listeners are getting them and loving it. They were picked overall number one best mattress overall for 2020 by GQ and Wired magazine. It's recommended by multiple leading chiropractors and doctors of sleep medicine. So, come on, what are we doing? Improve your sleep. Just go to helix.com. HelixSleep.com/garbage. Take the 2-minute quiz. Helix Sleep is offering up to $200 off all mattress
awesome.
Orders and 2 free pillows for our listeners at HelixSleep.com/garbage. One more time, HelixSleep.com/garbage. Up to $200 off all mattress orders. 2 free pillows. Do it.
Gang, let's talk about ExpressVPN.
The best in the biz.
And everybody's stealing from you these days.
Okay, everybody's got their hands in their pockets.
Everybody does. You have to get a VPN. Express is the best. You got to get on top of it. Protect yourself and your online presence.
Yeah. Every time you're connected to ExpressVPN, you'll get a random IP address shared by many other ExpressVPN customers. That makes it harder for third parties to identify and harvest your data. Everybody's looking where you're at. They're selling it. ExpressVPN keeps you protected, so not everybody's using all your info and selling it. And hey, listen, if you want to sell it, you sell it. You make a couple of bucks.
Right.
Don't be letting these bozos running around the internet stealing your info and selling it. You don't even get to wet your beak. But if you really want to go incognito mode and protect your privacy, secure yourself with the number one rated VPN, visit expressvpn.com/garbage and get 3 extra months for free. One more time, that's 3 extra months for free at expressvpn.com/garbage, expressvpn.com/garbage. Go to expressvpn.com/garbage to learn more. Now back to the show.
Not doing that.
But it was all those doors that were like, oh, we don't go to that side of the house. And I'm like, what the fuck is happening here, dude?
That's real trashy.
It was like terror within the walls.
You know what else is really trashy? Being at somebody's house and knowing that the pool was filled in. Mm-hmm. You ever have that?
Yeah.
There used to be a pool back there, but they filled it in.
Filling in a pool is always a bad look. We talked about it on the Patreon episode with Pat. They filled it. They sold their old house. They filled it in the pool, and they just threw all their trash in there.
That's right.
There's like bikes and shit.
Fill in.
Yeah.
Skeeves you out.
All right, this one's from George. First time, long time. I love how they're doing that. It's so fucking, sports radio trash.
Love it.
Have you ever played a scratch off at the counter after buying it, which is the toughest of the looks? If you're scratching it in the store, be a gentleman. Go outside. Sit in the car. Do it there.
Not if you're throwing a Hail Mary. I get it. I saw a dude the other day. He just got done digging ditches or painting or something like that. Definitely blue collar. Definitely had a long, hard day. He had one of the big Johns, like the $30 ones, and he was right there in line, just trying to call out of work tomorrow.
I'm going to get a 32 and a 14 and then 3 number ones or whatever.
But just think, every once in a while, some guy does that, says, I'm fucking quitting, and they win, and they fucking quit.
Yeah.
They get to fucking sleep in.
I saw a guy in a 7-Eleven buy a $40 lottery ticket, scratch it off a line, and then just go, fuck!
I only have
that
fun.
That was plan A.
Yeah. God damn it, I cashed it all in on this. Letting it ride. On Rich for Life.
I have a suspicion about the lottery, too.
Oh, here we go.
More people could win, and they could still make enough money.
What? Yeah, of course.
Smaller jackpots, more winners. That's the answer. Nobody needs fucking...
Is this your mayoral platform?
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. The answer for who? The scratcher?
It would be better. We'd be a better society, Kevin.
Okay.
That's what we're trying to build here. Am I right or wrong?
You think the scratch-off world is a microcosm for society?
I think the scratch-off world is a microcosm for society, and a lot of hardworking people play the lottery.
Sure.
Okay? The problem is they stack these big fucking, what are they called? Jackpots.
Okay.
Like, what was the last huge one? It was in the billions.
That's not scratchers, though. So right now, you don't know what you're talking about. They're not scratch-off lottery tickets.
I'm just saying the lottery in general.
You said you started with scratchers.
Just go with. You want to be my fucking campaign manager?
No, I don't, because you're a bozo, and you don't stand a chance at the polls.
T-Bone, you're my running mate.
Yeah, good luck, T-Bone.
You could do it with scratchers.
Or your 5,000 steps a day,
You could do it with
Come on, nothing on that.
There should be more winners. They can afford to do more winners, whether it's scratch-offs with the regular lottery. Lower the jackpot and spread it around a little bit. Spread it around.
Yeah, but that doesn't excite anybody.
Sure it does.
No, it doesn't. Who wants... you want the fucking juicy jackpot.
You could still have a juice. You don't need... the last one was like $20 billion, wasn't it?
No, it's not $20 billion.
What was it? It was in the billions.
Yeah, I think it was like $1 billion, yeah.
There you go.
That's a big difference from $20 billion.
So you could slice that down to $500 million and let two people win. Or chop that down, 20, 30, 40, 50 grand.
50 grand?
What?
That's not getting anybody out of bed in the morning.
For 50?
The juice has to be worth the squeeze,
I guarantee you the guy at 7-Eleven would have fucking settled for 50 jihads, wouldn't you,
no,
Toby?
No, he's in it for the fucking one Billy. No one plays the lottery being like, let me win 700. You want it all. No. That's why you're playing.
That's why you lose.
You're dancing with
you
the devil.
You bet the smart money. Bet the smart money.
That's not fun. Always nobody wants to do that.
Daily number pick five.
No, that's for losers.
What?
Yeah.
Crazy.
Playing those regular numbers. Kick rocks. I'm in it for the big mamma jammas.
Like the action, huh?
Yeah. What are we doing here? I can make 700 bucks somewhere. I can't make a billion. Also, that windfall in a day? What are we doing? Imagine waking up and realize you got a billy.
Oh, my God. I'm collecting that check wearing chainmail and a face mask.
Oh, yeah. I'd send someone to collect it for me.
Oh, 100%. If I ever won the lottery, not a chance in hell I'm going public with that. That's the last thing I want people to know.
Yeah, right, dude.
I wouldn't go public with it. You don't want to be the fucking lottery guy.
You're nuts.
You do?
You wouldn't be able to hide it. I know you wouldn't.
Walking around smiling all day?
Yeah.
Wearing a suit made out of $1,000 bills?
Yeah. I mean, the second you buy a new T-shirt, people are going to be like, something's up here. This guy came across a little bit of cash.
Got the key to one of them doors that won't open.
All right, this one's from Boner McAsshole.
That's a good piece of business. I think you just got yourself a palm tree t-shirt.
Is it garbage to officiate your sister's second wedding?
Ooh.
Bad look.
Wonder who did the first. It couldn't have been him, right?
They didn't bring him back in for the second one.
Yeah, you don't bring the same.
Yeah, you got the heebie-jeebies
on you. Get married twice, would you do the same priest? Do you get to say the same person?
I think you do a different state, different country. You can't. That one's...
Wear black. Make everybody come upside down.
Yeah, I believe in I believe in superstitions a little bit.
Yeah.
It's like... It's also more of just like, okay, that one didn't work. I'm not going, doing the same thing over. You're going to get the same result.
No, that's jeans and folding chairs at
that
thing.
Yeah, that's real like, hey, we're going to Jamaica. Whoever wants to come, come.
I want to say this. This might be a slightly unpopular opinion. It might rub some people the wrong way, even some people close to us, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think the look of having your friend officiate it is kind of whack.
I understand what you're saying.
They usually stink.
I understand what you're saying. As someone who's done it, it is...
Case in point.
No. It is a very cool moment. If you're, like, proper friends with them, it is a very... And by the way, I killed. It is a very...
murdered.
Anybody here from the groom side? How about the bride side?
I plugged the Patreon at the end of it, you know.
Then I said ring bear.
And we're back. It is a very nice moment to have someone be a part of that. Because if we're people who aren't very religious, right? Like, if you're religious, it means something to you to have the priest there, or like your fucking the clergy or the whatever.
Not a big fan of that either. I don't like some bozo that doesn't know the person doing the funeral, whether it's a priest or not, and they throw in a couple of bullshit things, you know.
Yeah, he lived like he
I
had someone die.
I heard he was a big Phillies fan.
Dude, I had someone die in like my extended family who was hated by everyone and hated everyone. Like, family members didn't...
She was a loving woman.
Dude, family members didn't show up. Kids, it was like a... It was a scene, and the priest is sitting there like, well, you know, everybody knows he really loved his family. And, like, there was, like, a gasp as he said it. I'm like, do you know what the fuck you're talking about?
I don't like that either. So, I would like to retract my statement. I guess it is nice. But a lot of times it is... It looks... If they're a bozo... The whole thing becomes a bozo show.
Sure.
You really got to take it seriously. Do it good.
Yeah, I think that's obviously the plan. I think sometimes it's executed poorly,
yeah.
Right, by the person. But
too long-winded, the crying, the inappropriate jokes. Did you make any
Where did
jokes?
You go? Delilah's? What are you talking about? Inappropriate jokes. Made a couple.
Who'd you marry?
Phil and Lauren.
You did?
I did.
You married them?
Uh-huh.
Now, what's something like that? What'd it go for?
Nothing, come to think of
Nothing.
It.
Nothing?
He is a $20 card-carrying Patreon member, though, since the inception.
Excellent.
So it's paid off.
There you go.
I made a couple of jokes, because I've known her for a long time, and I became really good friends with him as well, separately. And so, like, I did, I actually had my wife help me write it of, like, oh, this is there. And, like, I did, like, a long...
Ghostwriter, huh?
I did a long thing on her of, like, yeah, she's great, blah, blah, blah. And I go, and Phil, I don't know much about him or whatever. And, like, that got a big laugh. I'm like, seems like a cool guy. Big laugh, but kept it short, sweet. And then my closer I thought was pretty good. I was like...
My closer, what a piece
By the power invested in me by the good people at www.universallifechurch.com. I now pronounce you husband.
I remember. Didn't I punch this up a little bit?
I don't think so.
I think I might have had a writing credit or two in there.
I don't recall.
Was that not the first time that the toast was used?
No, that was for my brother.
Ah, his wedding?
I didn't officiate his wedding. I was the best man at his wedding.
And he used the toast?
Yes.
Wait, now that royalty check, huh, Debo? I've had a bunch of people hitting me up for that.
Sure.
Everybody gets it.
Uh-huh.
Everybody gets it. Hit me up. I got you.
Yeah.
It's a fucking...
That and a t-shirt. Buy one, get one.
Tell me that thing's not a... That's not bulletproof.
I've said it's really good. I had to do some fucking audibles and some changes, you know? You got a little fucking artsy-fartsy with it at a fucking steam fitter's wedding. The House of the Rising Sun doesn't really go over so well. All right? Well, you were in your little fucking poet, your little Shakespeare bag, okay? We're living in reality. These are dirt balls without a goddamn future, okay?
They don't know what thy is.
Yeah. Thus, as I settled my head down, I'm like, Jesus Christ, you fucking artsy dork.
I bet you do have a Shakespeare monologue in the chamber at all times.
How all occasions do inform against me and spur my dull revenge. What is a man if the chief good in the market of his time be but feed and sleep, a beast no more?
Well,
and surely he that greatest...
You
fucked it up!
It's about food
You're
and
stepping
sleep.
On my Shakespeare?
Oh, I'm sorry.
This fucking guy. Walk out of here
Go
right
ahead.
Now.
Go ahead. I apologize.
No, you think I'm going back into it. That was mid-riff. That was fucking Hamlet, goddammit. I'm trying to class this place up.
Of course it's about ham again. And we're back. That's how a pro does it.
If you ever see a Hamlet on the menu at a deli, get it. It's fantastic.
Yo, they're doing honey-baked Hamlet in the park this weekend.
Foley's headlining.
But yes, Toby, I am trained. I'm a classically trained actor. I've read the greats, some of them. I tell people I read a lot more than I did, obviously.
Sure. This is from Jake Smith. I don't know if this has ever been touched on, never had a question asked. Did you have a garbage disposal in your house growing up?
We've talked about this many times.
I don't
I would say it's been discussed. We also discussed the trash compactor.
Yeah, the compactor, also, of course.
Trash compactor. We also discussed the early days of the water purification system that people would put on their faucets.
I understand that.
Which
I'm saying,
trash.
Sure.
The garbage disposal, is it garbage or not?
The garbage disposal is not garbage. The garbage disposal is classy. Not having one.
Use proper. Not having one.
Is trashy.
I don't know about that.
Oh, see? Okay. You're in your bag. What do you got here? Did you have one growing up?
I did not.
Here we go.
No. Disney World. Sorry. I apologize. We had it in the townhouse because it was newer construction, but our house.
Do you have one now?
No, we don't have that.
Here we go. This is the H.
You would have to get that added on. Welcome, you can't get those added on without doing a whole repipe job.
Welcome to the H. Foley Spin Zone.
Do you have one?
Yeah, of course I have one.
Yeah, a door that goes nowhere.
Yeah, we just to spend money and flex on the neighbors. We put a door in that never opens.
They can get a smell. They can kick it a little bit.
You know what? So can just fucking food scraps in the trash can.
That's why you take the trash out.
Oh, really? I just saw you throw trash on the ground.
Fair enough.
No, yeah, fair enough. They're classy. It's the civilized way to discard of your food waste. To say anything else is bonkos.
Where does it go?
And plus, there's some videos where a stepmom gets her hand stuck in that, looking for a wedding ring, and then an unsuspecting stepson arrives.
It's a nice layer.
And he yanks from the wedding. So, yeah, no, it's the civilized way.
Where does the food go?
It fucking chops it up into a bunch of fucking pieces.
Uh-huh.
And then, I guess, like, through the fucking waste pipe.
Really?
Yeah.
Like the poop pipe?
Yeah.
Hmm. Interesting.
So, I mean, if your fucking turds can fit in there, so can, you know, regular... You can get a garbage disposal installed in your fucking...
I had that question. Have you ever clogged a toilet just with poop? Not with toilet paper?
I don't think I've ever properly... I don't think I've ever clogged a toilet.
Really?
Ever.
Wow, look at you.
Ever.
Like a rabbit poops over here.
It's like a deer.
Tight little butt on this kid.
I never have. I don't know.
Really?
If there was any concern of it.
Oh, I've over toilet papered.
That's what I'm saying. I would give a courtesy flush to be like, okay, I'm not going to clog this thing.
Hmm. Kid's a go-getter.
I mean, well, it's just logic to me.
Toby, I know you backed up to shitter once or twice. Fucking redneck. Those North Carolina fucking pipes. God damn it. Toby backed up the shitter again.
Oh, this
growing
is
up,
one. Was there a
growing
bathroom?
Up, how far was the walk to the outhouse?
Was there a bathroom
in the Smoky Mountains.
Was there a bathroom in any of your houses that you couldn't poop in?
What?
Yeah, my friend had one on the first floor. Like, don't poop in that one. For some reason. I don't know why. I guess.
Wait,
not
what?
Great plumbing, I presume.
No, but I do remember as a kid.
Are you friends with Howie Mandel? What? That's fucking weird.
That doesn't make any sense.
Germaphobe. What? Got it. Move. Go.
As a kid, when your parents were out of the house, you were alone. I used to like pooping in the different bathrooms that weren't like allotted to me, you know?
Oh, taking a nice dump in some kid's parents' master bathroom when they're not around. Ah, it's like being in a hotel. Fucking fantastic.
Wiping with the towels and shit. Hey, room service, a couple more towels up here, please.
Shows that they had a phone next to the can.
I had one guy had that. That was like, they thought that was cool in the 90s for like a week.
Yeah.
It never really.
That was for businessmen in the 90s.
Yeah, that never really. There was like some hotels that would have that type thing, but that never made sense to me. Like, what can't wait fucking 6 minutes?
No, you know? We always only ever had one or two bathrooms. It was shit where you can.
Yeah. You're a two-bathroom household.
We're a two-bathroom family.
Yeah.
We're one and a half right now. That's what we got now, one and a half.
Oh, that downstairs isn't full.
No. Well, he's fucking taking a shower in the basement. What are we, fishermen?
I mean, it's technically not a basement.
Yeah, it is. That's a basement.
That walks outside.
Yeah. It's California split level. Move on. Toby, cut that. Mom!
California white trash. That's what it really is.
Anyway. One bathroom. One bathroom, no garbage disposal.
So garbage, okay, but back to that. Garbage disposals are classy, for sure.
Okay.
It's the civilized way to discard of your waste. And for you to say otherwise shows you're an asshole.
Fair enough.
This one's from Luke Coffey. Ever buy a trash can for your car? That is a tough look.
But we've talked about this, but so is the fucking bag over the shifter. That's a tough look, too.
Of course, but they're the same thing to me. The fact that you're accumulating trash in your car and not disposing of it immediately is a bad look.
True.
That's the, I mean, it's your car. It's not the kitchen. You know what I mean? There's, whatever you're consuming in your car should be, you go into 7-Eleven, you get a plastic bag with water and chips or a soda and chips, walk out, consume that, put it back in the bag, throw it out on the way out. Mm-hmm. That's how trash should be operated in a car.
By the way, I've been shot down for loans before. This is the longest that it's gone where I would, I feel like I would have been shot down by now.
This is from Ryan Kostman. First time heating up cold brew coffee in the microwave because my coffee maker's broken. Clean Living or Garbaggio?
Mm.
I don't understand it fully. I assume he's buying cold brew, like those like individual cold brew things, pouring it into a cup and microwaving that.
Ugh, God damn, that's disgusting.
Or he's making cold brew and then heating it up.
Or he's letting coffee from yesterday in the fridge.
Yeah.
And then reheating it up. Either way.
But he can't make coffee. That's what I'm saying. He said his coffee maker's broken, so he can't make coffee. So he either has to cold brew it himself.
How would he buy a hot coffee?
I don't know, buddy. I'm saying go to fucking Starbucks. Hit a Dunkies. You know, go to a bodega. Get a cup of coffee. What are we doing here?
I have put cold brew. I have put an iced coffee in the fridge overnight and drank it the next day.
Yeah, I don't. We've talked about this. I don't like doing that at all. That is not my fucking cup of tea.
You know what's a tough look? Is ice in a beverage in the refrigerator.
You can't. If
it
there's,
melts a little bit.
Yeah, you can't do that. And
just
then it's like
to ruin
there's a
it.
Clear level floating
ooh,
at the top.
Ooh, and you get that? No. You got to give that a little shaky shake.
No, it's never the same. I would just, in my head, I'm like, I'll just go get another whatever the fuck that is.
Yeah, it's trash, man.
Yeah.
It's garbage.
All right, this one's from Orlando Alvarez. Haven't had a question read yet. Always hearing the pool question, but is it garbage for your dad who makes in-ground pools for a living but never have one at home, so instead he buys an above-ground pool every summer?
What?
That is
every summer?
I guess he gets those, like, disposable Johns.
Oh, my. Will you see the fat lady slicing it open at the end of the year?
Man, that dumb broad gets taken out every single time, too. She doesn't
there's always
stand
kids
a chance.
In it. One of those?
Yeah.
Those things are trash.
Yeah, well, it's, I guess it's like to the point, like the price point of like, all right, well, it was like $300 or whatever. We're not going to save it. We'll just get a fucking new one.
They have like filters and pumps on them too.
Yes. Obviously, some are better than others and, you know, size is dependent upon it and stuff like
wow.
that. But a fucking.
You figure a guy that worked for a company that could, that did in-ground pools could afford an in-ground pool.
He's probably manual labor. He's, you know what I mean? I don't know if he... Oh, the owner of an in-ground pool...
I assume there's some friends and family pricing.
I would assume so, and get a little fucking 10% off if you promo code garbage or something.
Man,
you know
that's
what I mean?
A tough look.
Yeah.
Trash.
That's trash. Yeah, bad luck.
Those videos are great. You see a little 10-year-old going into a fence line.
Oh, the best.
Man.
There's so much water in there.
The dog rips it off or something. It's great. So
the
good.
Best.
Well, also, you see some people
the
are so
neighbors
trashy.
Are always around, and might I add, never a fence around those pools.
No, those are, they didn't pull permits for that.
No.
It's always trashy, too. Like, some people, that's how people, some people dispose of them. The proper way would be the hose, like, out to the fucking sewer or whatever.
Yeah.
And pump it out. But these fucking hillbillies are just fucking slicing it open. If I was a neighbor, I'd be fucking pissed.
Soaks the whole fucking yard.
The whole side of the fucking block gets
get your foundation.
Out. Yeah.
Trash.
That ain't fucking good.
No.
That's what happened to the basement. It's out flooded.
Oh, yeah. Shout out to Tootie.
Shout out to Tootie.
Also, I wanted to say, in regards to that, I forgot to say at the beginning, I had a buddy whose family did, like, adjusting, and it was always real, like, hey, we got this new couch type thing. They're like, yeah, it was damaged. And I'm like, oh, you guys are playing it real fast and loose with this damage business. Like, oh, we got a new pinball machine. It
the
was
first
damaged.
One of everything is damaged.
Yeah. Oh, this is down. Oh, you see the bottom? Yeah, there's like,
nah,
I'm damaged. Like, yeah, a little fucking touch-up paint would have cured that. But now it's at your house. This is a little fucking dicey.
You don't got to go to the mattresses for it.
Yeah. And they're like, wow, no, it's a win-win. They're getting mine. I'm like, all right, keep me fucking out of this.
I like a win-win.
That was always you get calls like, hey, does anybody in your family need a love seat? You're like, dude, what are we doing? Just fucking trash it or like, come on.
With one of the cushions missing?
Yeah. All right.
We were big on that.
What?
Things circulated around our network of family and friends. Like somebody would have like patio furniture. They would get new patio furniture. Uh-huh. My mom would take that patio furniture. We still have the patio furniture that's in our sunroom right now is from one of our cousins. Who they had moved. And
I didn't need it.
Yeah.
Well, it's also like, I guess if it has some life left in it, yeah.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah.
I had a sectional in my apartment in Philly, which was a product of divorce.
I had sex in my apartment in Philly, too.
Did you? Not bad.
Quit bragging.
Yeah, we always did that shit.
It was always like age, like the college kid's age. Like a cousin would be moving and be like, hey, do you need this? And then like you always felt like obligated to be like, yeah, I guess type mm-hmm. thing. And you're like, well, now I have like fucking, you know, I have four love seats and not a real size couch. Yeah.
I always thought there should be an Irish guy who sold outdoor furniture and he would call it patio furniture.
Oh, this is patio's furniture?
Welcome to patio's furniture.
For all your outdoor needs.
Patio's furniture. Welcome to patios. It has to be out there.
All right, let's do one more and then wrap her up. This one's from Timbo Slice. Still haven't had a question asked. Will you fart at a urinal in a crowded bathroom?
No. I don't have the confidence for that.
No, I don't either. T-Bone?
I really try not to.
Yeah.
It's tough.
I try. Sometimes if you let a squeak, if I know it's not going to be a scene, sure. If I think it's going to be a little, you know, SBD type thing.
Old school dudes do it.
I think it's a reflex for older guys. Just like, brah, like they can't, you know.
Yeah.
I'm surprised you have control like that.
Yeah, I would just feel terrible.
Yeah.
I would, plus, I don't need them peeking over to see what the merchandise is like. I try not to draw too much attention to myself when I'm in there.
You're sitting on the counter peeing out.
SBD? Shitty back door?
Silent but deadly.
Ah.
You've never heard SBD?
Holy shit.
Oh,
who are you?
Oh, God. Homeschool nerd.
What'd you say? Shitty back door?
Well, that was a joke. But no, of course I heard Silent but Deadly. It just didn't connect in my brain.
Wow. This guy's a real fucking bozo. No, I can't do it. Timbo says this is how I establish dominance.
A lot of guys do that.
Which I understand. You go, hey,
it.
I'm the king of this castle.
The guy was.
Yeah.
Guy seldom washes his hands.
No. I'm going to go on record. I never wash my hands out of the bathroom.
Really?
I poop, yeah. Pee, no. Stop at a rest stop? I'm not washing my hands in a fucking a public bathroom.
Are you hitting this hand sanitizer?
Yeah, now, especially that there's sanitizer everywhere, but it's like,
yeah, that's
you wash your hands and then you hit like a door or whatever? Nah, fuck that.
Yeah, if you see me washing my hands, I'm doing it for your benefit. 100%.
All right, let's wrap her up.
What
boys.
A fun episode.
We gotta go.
What a great family episode. We love you guys. Tickets are on sale for Hartford, for Albany, for Syracuse.
Yes, sir. Get those tickets. Last shows of the year.
Get those tickets. We love you guys. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace.